Happy Wednesday, everyone. This is really exciting because I have my guest right next to me.
I'm not super focused, I swear.
So we're recording this just a couple hours before we actually go live because I'm here in her home in New Jersey. We got to meet for the very first time last night. And by the way, this is Ashley Gravano.
Hi,
who
guys.
Has been on my show before. She was actually one of my first guests.
Last year.
Last year.
2 weeks ago. Yep.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a 1 year anniversary. And we finally got to meet. I figured since Josh Pitts can wear a baseball hat, I can. It was a late night because we got to go into the city, New York City, mm-hmm. and see my friend Justin Guarini on Broadway and have dinner with him. And, you know, yeah, we got home pretty late. So, so this is awesome. But we only have a half hour and we were realizing that there's like so much that we could talk about because she's had a lot happen in the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know that when you were on my show, we spoke about your cancer. Mm-hmm. And that was like, I think pretty much the focus, right?
It was. Yeah. Yeah. So talking about, you know, kind of getting through
mm-hmm.
that.
And how are you doing, by the way? Because I'm sure there's some people that want to know how you're
I'm
doing.
I'm good. I'm good. So yeah. Cancer-free. It's over a year. So that's exciting. No issues. Voice is still a little funny, but not compared to last year.
Yeah, I know. She was,
it was so really hard last year. So
I thought I was sexy.
Yeah. Not a smoker's voice now. Now I'm back to the, you know, the regular.
Yeah,
regular voice for the most part, but I can't believe we're sitting here.
Together. I know, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I set the bar really high, like for when I meet people for the very first time.
Yeah.
I think I took someone to a Chargers game the first time I met them too. So everyone's gonna want to be friends with
yeah.
me.
Go big or go home. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I had to, you know, get a New York Yankees cap. Sorry for all you non-New York
right.
Yankee fans.
We don't want to twin too much because yes. I'm gonna wear mine, but yeah.
So Ashley, like I said, it's been a year and I know because we are friends, mm-hmm. I get to kind of know what's happening on the back end. So
behind the scenes.
So we talked about, you know, maybe kind of talking about it a little bit. We were also saying the commonality of the show that we saw mm-hmm. last night. So last night, the show was called Once Upon a One More Time. And it's like a fairy tale with all the princesses and Prince Charming from, you know, the Disney fairy tales, but it's based around all the Britney Spears music. So it's all her yeah. songs.
So cool.
Yeah. But at the end of it, it's really about women empowerment and about these princesses kind of being like, wait, this is not my happily ever after. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not how I envision my life to be. And so we're talking about how, you know, just right now with women that shred, same thing. We're trying to kind of showcase women in a way that, yes, we're in the mortgage industry, we're talking about business, but we're so much more than that. And a lot of what happens in our personal lives really affects what happens in the business world.
Right.
And so we were talking in how she's kind of had some
yeah,
things in her life.
Yeah, just some things. Where do I start? Yeah, so it's funny that you mentioned the show because I have this like little Cinderella thing here that sits on my desk. So I'm sure a lot of you recognize the background that follow me on LinkedIn and Facebook, but it's been a year. Yeah. So I was diagnosed. We talked last year about being diagnosed with cancer in February of 2022. Shortly after that, I had another surgery. I haven't been very open about that. That kind of put me on bed rest for close to 12 weeks, but I still worked and was fine here. It's for the public to see. For the yeah. public to see, I was fine. Also during that time, I went through a pretty rough divorce, which I have not come out and really talked about,
right.
minus my inner circle, like you and a couple
yes.
of the other friends here. And then very recently was part of a riff at Mortgage Cadence. So I was laid off at Mortgage Cadence. So it's been,
it's this trifecta where, yeah.
Yeah. So it's personal health, you know, obviously health and personal kind of tie together,
yeah.
but and business. And the show last night was so much around like what you should do, right?
It's the yeah, because it's they have a narrator. The narrator
right.
is like, this is what fairy tales, and this
right.
is what we are supposed to be teaching our kids how to have a happily ever after.
Right. And it's, you should be doing this as a wife and a mother and a mortgage LO. And this doesn't just go into the female thing, but since we're really talking about that from the theme, I've recently connected with a coach with a company called BetterUp, and she's like, remove should from your vocabulary. Because we're having this conversation about what am I doing next? And I'm getting so many phone calls from so many people that I love in the industry. They're like, well, what are you doing? Did you get another job? And you should just take something because you've been in this industry since 98. And that's something we talked about last night.
Yeah. 19 years old. She started out in the mortgage industry. What? And you said in the mail room?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Talk about a Cinderella story. Oh my God. Like, see, this is all I love.
Yeah. So it all ties together. Like last night we were like, you know, talking about all different things. And I started in the mail room in 98 at PHH Mortgage. And I was opening appraisals and scanning them in, and then moved into the appraisal department and moved into sales and then moved into client success and moved. And, you know, now here I am at 43 and unemployed by choice currently because I'm trying to figure out my story and where I want to go. I mean, even for my son who's 15, he's like, well, what do you mean you haven't gotten a job yet? And it's like, I'm like, I'm okay. Because I want to figure out my story on my own.
Yeah. Plus you've gone through a lot. Like, I think that's what happens too, is that we don't allow ourselves to kind of like pause and rest. And for someone like you, who's gone through cancer, surgery, divorce, like you need to allow yourself to kind of breathe and get healthy again and kind of focus on you. And so many of us forget how important that is. We think we just literally need to go from one thing to another. And that's part of the narrative, like what everybody thinks you should do. And that was the whole thing too last night, that every princess gets to create their own story.
Yes.
You know? And so you're creating your own story.
Yeah. And I'm rewriting it every day.
Yeah.
And we all should be, right? I mean, I know there's, and I just said the word should, and I keep like, I mean,
we should have like a
band, like, you know, they teach you like,
yes. I went to a therapist when I was younger, and I suffered from clinical depression, and this is going to sound really kooky, but I was like, I had the biggest crush on this guy, and I was like borderline obsessed with him because I have OCD. So I literally have an obsessive mind.
Right.
And I had a rubber band.
Yeah.
Do that every time I thought about it. Everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah, every time I say should, I'm like, let me do something or, have someone behind me, or at least someone to buzzer. That's like, turn it off. So I'm taking the time to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing great from a health standpoint, and everybody that's been supportive, I give praise to and blessed for. But I just don't want to just jump into the next thing. And I want to focus on myself and, you know, my family and my career and the next steps, whether it be with a mortgage. I mean, I know so many people in the industry are either taking time to pivot and adapt to the way things are. Some people are leaving the industry.
I was going to say, there's actually been people that are like, you know what, I'm just going to try something different and get out. Because, you know, when you're in this industry, you have to kind of get used to the fact that there's never any kind of consistency. It's just, it is kind of,
but at the same time, we all get sucked
back in. I know.
Just like I got in. Right.
Sucked back in too.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you look back and you're like, in 98, I was in the mailroom, and then I just moved into different parts of the industry. I was on the title industry side, and then moved lastly to, you know, the mortgage technology side, which is great because you're touching all parts of the process, not just the small part that I spent most of my career in title insurance. But and the connections are wonderful. So it's scary, just like in the show last night.
Yeah.
You know, the main character who happened to be Cinderella was terrified of, like, she knew that she was stuck.
Yeah.
But she knew that that's not all she wanted to be.
And the unknown. It was the unknown that, like, was really scary to her. Like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
And I think that happens to just so many of us, is that unknown. And we will, what am I supposed to be doing? And a lot of times it's living life and day by day, figuring it out, figuring who you are. I mean, I was telling Ashley before that, who's to say that all these experiences that have occurred to her in the last year, maybe that is what she's meant to be doing, is sharing that and helping others. Because, you know, we talked about how there are people that, you know, pretty much share everything. I share a lot, but there's a way that it can be done where you're actually trying to help people. Yeah. And I feel like what she's gone through, you could really help so many people, especially women.
And you get that, you know, you get that, what's too personal, right? And yeah, like Joe Wilson and me and you and Delilah and these guys, it's like, what's too personal?
Yeah.
And are you afraid to speak your truth? I hate using that phrase, but you know, when you come out and say like, yes, I am unemployed. Yes, I am. I've had a rough year. Like, don't be afraid to talk about that. Cause like you said, your story has really helped people. My story last year, like writing the Mortgage Moms column, like it's really helped a lot of people. I get IMs all the time.
And you're still, are you still doing that? Yeah, okay. So all those moms out there, she's still doing that.
So I'm still writing the Mortgage Moms column. And I also have a second column called First Cup, which is really around, like when you're drinking your first cup of coffee in the morning, like, what are you thinking about? Whether it's business, whether it's personal, and expanding on that. And
well, I like that.
Yeah. So it's like a longer Facebook post, but written in a column. So I think this month, which will come out in July, was talking about like the roadmap. Cause I'm like, all right, well, I wish I had a roadmap that said, this is where you're going. Yeah.
Next stop, next destination is.
Right. And like the days of like we would print out like MapQuest, right? Yeah. Like, for those of you who don't know
that. Or even before MapQuest, the days that we would actually pull out like the travel
guide. Yeah. You're like, you know, God forbid you don't follow that little line. And that's so like all of it just ties back to the show last night. Like you don't have to follow that line. And that's what the column was about last month, was talking about like, you know, sometimes you're going to have a detour.
Yeah.
And an unexpected detour that will knock you down.
Yeah. And in that, those detours, like we have to have like a mind shift too. Just like you said, the word should, right? Mm-hmm. So then it's like, not only that, it's like retraining your brain to not think that way anymore, which I feel like that's really hard.
Yeah. It is hard. It is hard because the minute I knew that the layoff was coming, I was like, hit the ground running, getting my resumes out everywhere. Yeah. I was on all of these interviews and I'm like, pause.
Yeah.
You know, pull over the side of the road, type in the fact that you got, that you're getting detoured and just, you know, take a breath. And it's okay to take a breath. You're just never told it's okay. And if you're a go-go-goer, like I've been, like a young mom, married young, works, you know, I've never ever been unemployed by choice. Never been laid off. So this was really hard for me from a mental standpoint too.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had nothing to do. Right. So it's okay to have nothing to do.
Yeah. Because then what happens is you have someone like me that calls her out of the blue and like, hey, I want to go see my friend Justin. And she's like, I'll go with you.
Yes.
And I came up this thing like afternoon and we were to do that. Like that was really cool. Cause a lot of people would be like, sorry, I have to work and have this to do and have that to do. And I love that you were like pretty spontaneous about it. Cause I've become pretty spontaneous myself. Yeah. And like we had such a cool experience yesterday. Awesome. Like it was, I mean, it was, I felt so blessed and grateful to be having that experience. And I think a lot of times we don't allow that to happen because we are so focused on, well, what am I supposed to do? What should I be doing next?
Right.
So,
and
kudos to you.
Thank you. And identity is a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
Like I was talking to you about that this morning over coffee.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been a mom and a wife and a mortgage person since I was 19.
Yeah.
Right. So when one of those things change, then you just get like, who am I?
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people talk about imposter syndrome and there's all these different catchphrases out there, but just take a step back.
Yeah.
Take a detour, figure out what you're doing, where you want to be. And if, you know, luckily I'm in a position where I can take the time. I know that's not always the case. And I'm in a position where I can take the time. And I'm glad that I am, because I feel like I would have just continued on that hamster wheel.
But you were also responsible, because that's something that we need to kind of address, the fact that you kind of saw it coming maybe, or you just felt, and well, you know, well, everything going on in the industry, we all kind of are all a little bit insecure about what's going on. And you said that you like, you know, held on to your purse and you were saving. And no, but that's really smart too, because there's a lot of people that wouldn't have even done that step, and then they would have been out of a job, and then they would have not been able to take the time, and then they are forced to essentially take anything.
Right.
So the fact that you at least were responsible, kind of preemptive and so forth, it's, you're allowing yourself to do that. So it's, you also deserve it. Like you earned it, you know?
Yeah. And with the industry changes, right? I mean, you have LOs that were doing, you know, $400 or $500.
Oh, and they were spending money like you wouldn't believe, like the cars and the trips. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this isn't going to last forever. And a lot of those loan officers are really struggling right now because, you know, obviously business is really tough, but they didn't save Right. You know, they thought like, woo.
Yeah, this is never going to stop.
Yeah, this is going to be my life for forever. Right. And that's not the case. So it's also, you know, having some kind of.
And I got through 2008. Right.
Yeah, so, that's right. You've seen it all.
Yeah. And everyone's like, this is not in any comparison, which it isn't, but I was,
but it's still pretty bad.
And that was a big change for me. Yeah. I was running a sales team and then the next day I got a call, like there is no more sales team, right? Like there's nothing to sell. So
yeah,
you're going to operations. And stayed in operations for a few years until things settled. But just kept going.
Yeah.
So that's the point of all of this. Like figure out what your story is. Stop saying should, you know, you should be doing this. And I'm a mom and I have responsibilities and all that, but still, like if you can do it, do it.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important. And I feel like there's so many people like you that are going through this. That's why I keep telling her, like, just be open about it. Because this really is like her coming out. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there. They're like, I had no idea. Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah. And that's the thing too, is when people are like, I had no idea. And you were going through all of this. Sometimes it's like, okay, once again here, should we be so quick to like try to hide everything mm-hmm. and try to put on this front that like, everything's great. And I'm this like strong kick-ass woman, which you are.
Thank you.
But sometimes like we're perpetuating kind of the problem where we're putting this front of like, I can do it. I'm fine. I don't need help. Nobody needs to know what's going on. You know, no, I don't need to air my dirty laundry. Right. Like we've been taught by our parents,
very
like,
much.
No, you keep that hush hush. Yes. Right. So it's like, so then we're doing it and we're thinking like, yeah, I'm kick ass. But then you're realizing like, okay, here we go. Like I'm that person that's making this other woman who might be going through the same thing that might be falling apart in front of everybody and falling apart on social media, making her maybe feel like she's not like
doing
it right.
Yeah, we were talking this morning about like different people that I follow. Like I follow Mel Robbins. We were talking about her.
Yeah.
She does a very good job, as do you as well, of talking about the story and how it's helping other people.
Yeah.
So, and it's easy to put on a front, right? I mean,
yeah.
I hate to say this, but a lot of people are like, oh, fake book, right? You don't say Facebook.
Yeah.
You say fake book because most
times. I'm not on fake book.
Yeah.
Most times. I deleted my account because I keep it real.
Sorry. Well, I deleted one of the three I had. So do I get star for that? But, you know, most of the time you're not seeing the imperfect, right? Like I know you're involved with that for quite some time about the imperfectly perfect. And you're not posting that because you don't want to be judged.
Yeah.
You don't want people to think less of you. Mm-hmm. If you're a people pleaser of some sort, you're like, well, I have to just pretend that everything's fine and, you know, wear my glass slipper and, you know, just continue down the path as the story's been written. Because if not, who's not going to like me?
Even with the health, like, thing, you also get worried about, like, oh, if I'm sick, like, people are going to think, mm-hmm. like, maybe I'm not mm-hmm. going to be this, like, bit strong person mentally because I'm physically sick. Right. And, you know, even yesterday I joked around with her because we had gone to dinner and something did not sit well in my stomach. And she's like, do you want some Tums? And I'm like, sure. But I did like an Instagram story where I was like, all right, this is real life. Yeah. I'm an old lady. I just took some Tums before the show.
Right.
And a lot of people would be mortified to share something like that. But I was like, it's, like we all have like stuff, like it's okay. Like sometimes our belly hurts but it's crazy how we even feel kind of like, oh, I shouldn't share that because that's kind of like TMI. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know. I sometimes, you know, teeter on like, okay, maybe I am too, it's too much TMI. But at the same time, like I feel for me, it's become very freeing and empowering to just like,
yeah, exactly. Save, not have to, you know, walk around,
yeah,
and, like smiling all the time and love to smile.
Yeah,
but it's okay if you're having a moment.
Yeah,
or having moments that just kind of continue on until you get back on track.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, we're in our 40s and we're in New York and I'm there often and I love it and we're sitting in the hotel lobby on couches
Like we should, yeah, like we should be out like visiting Times Square, like taking advantage of the city before the show. And no, we were like, let's just sit in the lobby, took the Tums, just sitting there on our phones. Right. And they were like, okay, I guess we're just time for the show.
Senior special. Like, this is the senior special.
But we did get home at like almost 3 a.m.
Yeah. So that was
and we're functioning right now, barely, but
we are functioning.
So but that's the thing too, is like we can have fun because it's my daughter who is almost 19. It's our kids, I think, even though we're in our 40s, they look at us like we have to be like adults and super responsible and we can't have fun. And so there are times where she's like, Mom, you act like you're a teenager, or like, you know, you're too old for that. I'm like, you know, that's another thing too. I'm changing the narrative around like when you hit 40 something, then it means that you have to like slow down. If anything, I've sped up.
Yeah.
Like I'm not slowing down. Like I'm in a place in my life where I'm like starting all over again, you know, empty nester. I'll be 48. So I'm older than you. So like you, I'm kind of rewriting my story too.
And it's never too late. And
you
you know, just another influencer, Gary Vee always talks about that.
Yeah.
He's like, you can be 70 years old and start your business.
Well, Judge Judy, I think there was an interview that was out there talking about how she wasn't until her 50s that she did like Judge Judy on TV or something. And then that's why I love it. There's more women and men coming out saying, hey, it wasn't until I was in my 50s that I did this. I think they're saying too that the statistics say that millionaires or billionaires, most millionaires or billionaires are actually made in their 50s because it takes all that experience, work experience.
And there's so many success stories like that.
Yeah. All the failures, because most of those people that are billionaires now have failed a lot.
Right.
You know, and that's something too, is that we kind of get scared to talk about failures. Like,
failure has such a negative tone.
Yeah.
Like
the word fail.
Right.
You failed.
Oh,
I think we need to get rid of that word too. I think there needs to be words that need to just be like,
you should never fail. You should never fail.
Yeah.
So we'll take those words out. It's just, and sometimes you fail by choice, right? Like you try different things and it doesn't go.
Well, that's like when I left the industry and I went out to do my own, you know, business.
Awful timing.
Yeah, the timing sucks. Yeah. I will be. Yeah. But at the same time, I realized like I'm really not a good entrepreneur businesswoman. And we were talking about that. I was talking about that with Justin last night, because Justin and I were kind of going through the same thing, like trying to be entrepreneurs. And, you know, for COVID, Broadway was like shut down for him. And so I actually helped him get on LinkedIn, and we were talking about that. And we kind of like bonded over the fact that we were like kind of in this really dark place with our careers. And I finally was like, I need a job. Like there comes a point where, and oddly enough, I didn't care about what other people were going to think. I think I was in this place of like, I'm going to go back into the mortgage industry. And I honestly don't care what it looks like. I don't care if people are like, oh, she failed. She couldn't make it. She couldn't. And I was like, yeah, but they're not paying my bills.
Right.
They're not living my life. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's what I need to do what's best for me and not care what other people think. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever said really anything negative. If anything, they're like, what happened? You know, even last night, I think it was another friend. He's like, well, why don't you go ahead and go back out on your own? I'm like, no, because I know that it wasn't good.
Yeah, it wasn't
good. And I love my job, and I'm really happy at NAF, and I'm really blessed with what I have. So I'm not going to do it to like prove to people.
Yeah, right.
Like I already,
you don't have
anything. I'm good. Right. Like I went out on my own and I started a business. Like I should be like proud of that. And at least like,
should.
Oh my God. Should. I am proud of that. Not should. I am proud of that. So I'm proud of that, that I actually stepped out of my comfort zone, took a leap, and I did it. And it wasn't as a success as I thought it would be. Yeah. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that I can't do that future wise. Like right here, I'm saying, oh, I suck as an entrepreneur or business woman.
But you tried.
But I tried. And who's to say that I'll try again and then actually succeed.
Right. And that goes back to the should, right?
Like, yeah.
You're so afraid to just do things differently. And there's days I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, I got about 8 hours to kill today before I have to come home. And, you know, my son comes home from school. I got to make dinner, do the whole mom thing. I'm like, I really should start really looking for a job. Should, right? Because you're just so afraid of what people are going to say, what people are going to think. Not everyone. I am very much that person where I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you were saying that we're both people pleasers. I've gotten better, but then again, I have like 5 years on you. In a 5-year period, though, I want to say in the last 5 years, I've really learned a lot about myself, and I've really matured and I've really grown up. So, you know, it doesn't mean that you won't get to that place maybe even quicker, but I mean, I was the worst people pleaser, like so bad.
I mean, my 15-year-old son was like, you really need to get a job. I'm like, well, thanks. As you freeload and take all the internet.
15-year-old. You know, he wants you to get a job so that you can afford to buy him more stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, thank you for that. Yeah, I'm like, I'm good. And, you know, I have a lot of connections in the industry, and I'm dabbling in some of the consulting space, and I'm, you know, really just focused on what I want to do, not what I should be doing.
Yeah.
Because when you start in the mortgage industry at 19 and you work your way through, and you can easily just roll right into something else.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is kids look at their parents and they feel like their parents are supposed to be following this kind of
guideline
of what it is to be a parent.
That's it. It's, and, you know, go to school, go to college, get married, have babies,
have a career,
become grandparents, retire in Florida. Like, there's all of these things. Right? You're like, you know, some people call it a midlife crisis, some people call it an awakening, some people just, things just don't work out, and you know, you just rewrite it.
It's life.
Right, it's life.
And I don't know if it, like, for whatever reason with me, maybe a lot of people are experiencing that now, a lot of, like, younger kids, that I thought life was supposed to be, like, happy and easy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know where I got that from. So when life wasn't easy and I wasn't happy all the time, I felt like I was doing life wrong.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh my gosh, like, I thought I was supposed to have a perfect life and it's not perfect. I'm effing it up. And then that's when I went into my deep clinical depression because I was like, I'm like failing at life. Mm-hmm. So why even bother like being a part of it? And I think, unfortunately, that's happening a lot with our kids and social media, because we are so quick to want to just do the high, you know, everyone says the highlight reel.
Right.
So that's why I try to do my best to kind of keep it real. So if I'm going to talk about having Tums and eating whatever, like if it's really unattractive, I'm really sorry, but it's
walking around barefoot in New York because you can't stand another minute in heels. You
know, I've done that. Well, not New York, but I've done that like in a city where the heels I couldn't handle. And I was like, I'd rather have my feet dirty than not have them on all because of the shoes. But that's the whole thing. And I essentially, this show, and Dal and I were talking about it, like, you know, it's this having the women that shred talking business, but we also realize that, like, the importance of the personal side, but also kind of coming out of the show in a way where it is in some way giving like a lesson to the viewers, to people that are even, because I have people that aren't even in the industry that follow because they can relate. Like, someone, like your story, what we're talking about, this can transfer like over into any industry, into any situation. So it's like, we're talking about it in a way where, someone walks away and they're like, I really took something from that. And, or you really inspired them because of one part of your story. And just the fact that you have been in the industry for so many years, since you were 19, you know, we also want to kind of like showcase a little bit.
It's literally this, I say this whenever I'm asked, it's like the Michael J. Fox movie, and the youngins don't even know who he is probably, but Secret to Success started in Melrose. So takeaways are really remove the should, be afraid to fail, and it's okay if you get detoured.
Yeah.
You know,
and a lot of us start from the bottom, like, cause that's another thing too, is I feel like our young kids think that they need to suddenly be millionaires by 25 and have it all figured out. And I'm constantly telling my kids, like, I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, I mean, Gary talks about that, Gary all the time, same thing. There was a quote that I saw that was brilliant on social media the other day, that was like, our kids had no idea that they were watching their parents grow up as well. Like, something like that, where they kids have no idea that we're trying to figure it out. They just think, like, they think that we're supposed to have it figured out already.
We don't have a handbook.
Yeah.
It's like, this is how life works. Yeah.
Yes.
It's even with college, you know, a lot of kids think that they have to go to college.
Yeah.
some kids are not cut out for college. And that's unpopular opinion. I don't force that on my kids. Yeah. I wasn't a college kid. I grew up in the world growing up mortgage. I grew up in the mortgage space. And that's where I got all my friends and my, you know, my experience is just growing up here. You don't have to follow the pre-written story.
Yeah. And by the way, Enzo in the background like really wants to be part of this conversation.
It's the mailman. You know,
I was going to say the stereotype of the mailman and the dog. Yeah, the mailman was literally like driving by and Enzo's been barking.
85 pound. You know, Pitbull thinks mailman's gonna
too funny. Well, it's like he's telling us on cue because he has 30 minutes. See, Enzo knows.
Yeah, he knows. He's like, stop, leave.
Yeah. So please comment because we'll be paying attention. We'll respond. It's just that I have to get back to Virginia, so I have to get on the road.
I've got to walk.
And then I forgot about the 3-hour time difference.
I know.
So that's why it was pre-recorded. But thank you for all of you that are hopping in and. Thank you, Ashley. I love that, like, you shared your story about cancer for the first time on my show, and then you're sharing even more on this show. Yeah. So for me, it's like it's really humbling. Yeah, it really is, because I know, like, I take that seriously when people are willing and trusting to, like, share things, and that I think that's important to, like,
I think we're sisters.
We call each other soul sisters. Like, we literally are like, soul sister. And then yesterday we realized, like, wow.
There's so much more. That's our whole other episode.
But it goes to show you, here we connected on LinkedIn, I want to say how many years ago? Like
more than five.
Yeah, like more than five. We had, like, just a good rapport and just kind of kept it going. And then we were able to really solidify it on this trip. But it's like, don't give up on those relationships. Yeah. Keep nurturing them because you never know. Like, because we could have just kind of like, whatever. But we knew that there was a strong connection. Absolutely. And now that we've met and we've been together, like, we do realize, like, we're soul sisters. So,
yay. All right, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. And we will see you next Wednesday.
Talk soon.